Well, I'm looking forward to this coming weekend, as on the Saturday it'll be an opportunity to meet up with old and new friends, because it'll be our 25th anniversary celebration day, the third of these, in fact, in the course of this year. And we'll be looking at some very, I think, relevant topics given the days we are currently living in. One of the things I've been spending a lot of time on these past couple of years, actually, is the very idea of innovation and how to be innovative. A lot of people want to be able to innovate, but sometimes don't seem to quite know how to do that. And it's true that innovation is the lifeblood of commercial success, but you know, it's actually also the basis of personal well-being. And if you're in any doubt about that, ask anyone whose relationship has gone stale. Because essentially what you're talking about is innovation again. Can we innovate in our personal lives in such a way that we can experience the new? What is there that has yet to be uncovered and enjoyed? And I think, therefore, being able to offer ways of doing this is really very important. That's why I started to work with Professor John Besant, whose background is innovation in organizations. And he and I, we got together because it got to the point where John was very clear that the next stage really was not organizations, but what happens inside people that makes it possible for them to be innovative. And so many of the NLP techniques are potentially usable to foster that overall capacity to innovate, which is not just to be creative, because you could be very creative and never really do anything. If you're going to be innovative, innovation presupposes that something changes. You follow through and there's something new. So that's going to be one of the things that for me will be a pleasure this weekend. He's going to be with me, and we're going to be sharing some of the tools that we have in what is actually going to be a new program that will be starting in the autumn. But in addition, there's a very interesting phenomenon that I think is part of pretty much everybody's life experience, which is understanding how your life evolves and that it is evolving, and making sense of the journey you're on. And to that end, I also want to spend some of the time looking at the long and winding road that is a person's life, and having a way of making sense of, well, where am I? And by being able to do that, knowing how to take charge and create a direction of change that is meaningful to you. And so often what I hear from people who've taken trainings with me is that the training was valuable, but the most valuable thing was how it helped them reorientate themselves in their own life and determine a course of action going forward, which often involves sometimes career change, but often a reawareness of recommitting to, what am I about? Where do I want to be going? And what does it for me? And I'm actually very pleased that on this particular day, somebody who took their practitioner with me in 1990, whose name is Lawrence Kirshen, who's a QC, well, I want to be involved in a conversation with him, which I think would be useful for all of us, because of the major changes that followed and how he then has done something which has essentially revitalized his entire career, but also been enormously valuable to many, many other people because of the journey he took. Anyway, more of that on the day. And of course, when you start thinking about, you know, the journey that is your life, being able to just continue along the path is part of the art of succeeding. Thus, the other thing that I really want to focus on is, well, what are the secrets of perseverance? Because some people seem to know how to do this and other people don't. And Winston Churchill's adage of never, never, never give up is really to the point here. And after having guided ITS through 25 years of ups and downs, you know, because any business that's been running that long will have known ups and downs, I think there are some things that I can usefully say about how does one ensure that you can not just survive, but thrive. And those secrets of perseverance, that's something else that I want to be exploring on this day. So it's going to be rather a jam-packed day. And the start of summer, what a very appropriate time to be doing this. So maybe see you there. Till the next time.